AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. We've gotten a look at the police dash cam video that shows the confrontation between a Texas state trooper and a black woman motorist before she was taken to jail, where she was later found dead. Here's our Matt Small with the video.
I will light you up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
That's from the heated confrontation between Texas State Trooper Brian Insinia and Sandra Bland, the Illinois woman who a medical examiner says later hanged herself in her jail cell.
Turn around.
Why can't you tell me?
I'm giving you a lawful order. I will tell you. Why am I being arrested?
The 28-year-old was stopped for not giving a lane change signal and arrested for assault on a public servant. The trooper, who authorities say violated procedures and the department's courtesy policy, has been placed on administrative leave. I'm Matt Small.
Today, the same jury that convicted Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes begins deciding if he should be executed. And experts expect this phase of the trial could be even more polarizing and emotional than the original trial. Holmes will have the opportunity to testify himself, but he said yesterday he doesn't plan to. President Obama was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart last night, saying the critics of the new nuclear agreement with Iran don't have much to offer in place of it.
Typically, they're vague and they fall back on, well, if you had beat your chest a little bit more in
2011, well, you know, if you'd just done it in 2011,
you know, if you, or, you know, if you'd
they'd give you the country.
Or if you'd brought Dick Cheney to the negotiations,
let's not get crazy.
Everything would be fine.
The president said Iran's government is anti-American and anti-Israel, but he said you don't make peace with your friends. Now to the new Apple Watch. Apple hasn't released sales figures, but its just released quarterly financial report suggests the Apple Watch isn't as hot a seller as analysts expected. This is AP Radio News. More teenage girls are using the morning after pill. Here's our Diane Kepley.
Nearly 10 years after the morning after pill was available over the counter to adults over the age of 18, and 2 years after all age limits were lifted, a new report indicates more than 20% of sexually active teenage girls have used it. The Centers for Disease Control also found little recent change in the use by teens of other types of birth control. The latest survey indicates the proportion of teens who say they've had sex declined through the early part of the century and then leveled off. The decline in teen sexual activity and better contraception are credited for a big decline in teen birth rate since 1991. I'm Diane Kepley.
A Connecticut teenager may be in trouble with authorities after posting a video online that shows shots being fired from a drone that had been rigged to carry a handgun. The 18-year-old's father says his son built the drone with the help of a college professor. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.